Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started an editorial that was written by Dr. David Snyder, our President and General Director, and my good friend and now grandfather three times over. And they're proud of those grandchildren, as all of us are who have grandchildren. But the article is titled, Deoxyribonucleic Acid. Today, I'm not going to repeat the definition of that, but living organisms that are healthy reproduce themselves. And of course, we talked yesterday about DNA. Healthy churches also reproduce themselves. And just as DNA acts as the master instruction manual for a cell, directing its growth and function and division, so the church uses the Bible as its master instruction manual. And of course, that's so true. When people ask us why we believe or what we believe, we should always respond, we believe whatever doctrine because the Bible teaches it. Well, the church should be continually seeking to see growth in each member and should be given instructions to its members as they minister to the Lord. The division of the cell can represent the sending of a missionary to start another church. And when the cell divides, the DNA of the church should be copied and passed on, enduring hereditary consistency. In other words, when a church reproduces itself, the new church should resemble the church that started it. The way a missionary was trained in his local church should be what he tries to reproduce in the church he is planting. Now, most likely, there are a plethora of comparisons that can be made between physical DNA and spiritual DNA. Nonetheless, I trust that this simple comparison to missions and church planting will encourage and challenge us concerning several things. First, that our churches would be like Jesus Christ. After all, the church is his body. And then second, that our churches would be concerned about reproducing themselves around the world. Reproduction is the sign of a healthy church. And then third, when a church is started, it would greatly resemble the church that started it. Hereditary consistency. In the context of birthing New Testament churches, is not only extremely important, but it's also completely biblical and natural. BIMI, or Baptist International Missions Incorporated, has been helping churches start churches since 1960. Just like the seasoned doctor or experienced midwife, BIMI stands ready to help with the entire process of birthing a new church. It's our delight to help independent Baptist churches with their biblical responsibility of reproducing themselves around the globe. Starting churches perpetuates those things that are particular to the family of God from past generations. May God help each of us to fulfill our role in seeing New Testament churches reproduced in every part of the world. Now, I get questions every year from some college students about BIMI and what we do, and we tell them all the time, and people in churches where we preach, BIMI does not send missionaries to the field. Local churches send missionaries to the field, but we do our best to help those churches reproduce themselves and stay a healthy church, and a healthy church should have a concern for the people around them as well as from people around this world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.